On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a woman in her 80s remains in hospital following a crash in Kilcar almost 2 weeks ago. Searches, meanwhile, are continuing for a missing Donegal teenager. Two Donegal mothers have appealed to people to be careful on beaches after their children had traumatic experiences in two separate weekend incidents. And it's emerged the rising cost of materials is impacting the delivery of road projects in Donegal. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news though, the latest attempt to restore power sharing at Stormont has failed. It's after the DUP blocked the election of a speaker for a third time. The party is continuing its boycott of the institutions until the UK government's Northern Ireland Protocol Bill becomes law. MLAs from other parties had harsh words for the DUP in the Assembly recall earlier.
On previous occasion in this chamber, the DUP complained of how the protocol has increased prices in M&S. Well, my constituents are not concerned about the prices in M&S. Far too many of them are instead worried about relying on food banks.
Workers need help, families need help, businesses need help, and you're continuing to punish the public that we are elected to serve by your continued refusal to govern with the rest of us.
A woman in her 80s remains in hospital following a crash in Kilcar almost 2 weeks ago. Two vehicles collided on Friday, July the 22nd at around 8 p.m. The woman was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital, where Gardaí say she remains in a stable condition. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the crash or who may have dashcam footage of the route around the time to contact Killybegs Garda Station. Searches are continuing for a missing Donegal teenager. 17-year-old Nicole McGinley was last seen in the Quigley's Point area on Sunday night and is believed to have been wearing a pink hoodie, black leggings and white runners. The teenager is described as being approximately 5'2" in height with a medium build, short light brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information on Nicole's whereabouts is asked to contact Bunkranagh Garda Station. A former housing minister says while more houses are being built, the government sees addressing dereliction as important also. Minister Damien English says bringing derelict properties back into use is a pivotal element of plans to address the housing crisis in Ireland. Over €4 billion has been set aside by government to deal with housing and homelessness. On today's 9 till noon show, Minister English appealed to owners of vacant properties to make them available.
There was a response to the housing situation, and it's still not enough to catch up. But I mean, we now have a budget of over €4 billion set aside to deal with housing and homelessness in Ireland for people who are already living here. And that is bringing in a supply of housing every year that will catch up eventually. This year we'll probably see close to 30,000 houses being made available. And now we can continue with that number every year. And that's how we will crack this once and for all. A big part of that, though, in my view, is all those vacant properties that you and I can see. I would ask the owners of those houses to make them available and avail of some of the schemes that are there. A new one announced last week, that's an attractive scheme, €30,000 to somebody that wants to take over a vacant house today to upgrade and do it up, €50,000 if it's derelict. That's a direct grant towards somebody who wants to do that house up. So there is assistance there, and there has been, but we need to get more and more people using those schemes.
Two Donegal mothers have appealed to people to be careful on beaches after their children had traumatic experiences in two separate weekend incidents. In one instance, an 11-year-old girl got caught in a riptide, while in the second, a toddler sustained a burn to her foot. Emma Ryan has more.
Two mothers are warning of potential dangers at Donegal beaches after their daughters were involved in separate incidents at the weekend. Brona had been in Donegal for the long weekend with her family and was visiting Murderhole Beach when her 11-year-old daughter got caught in a riptide. She was luckily saved by a swimmer who also became caught up in the current but was able to save himself by clinging onto a rock. On today's 9 till noon show, Brona appealed for warning signs to be erected at the popular beach.
There had been one sign to say it was riptide, or was, and I said if there had been a life buoy, I could have threw it to her. I could have threw it to him to pull him in. If there had been one sign, it would have stopped us going in and having that. And even the same with that gentleman that helped her said the same. Like, we would never have put ourselves in that position if we had known. Like, we're not locals, we're tourists. We didn't know.
Meanwhile, a mother is also appealing for people to be mindful of burning rubbish on the beach after her daughter had her feet badly burned on discarded litter. Kiva and her family were visiting Sanford Beach in Mallon Head when her toddler burned her feet on rubbish that had been left discarded. The child, who has additional needs, received burns on her feet, and her mother said she was left traumatised by the incident. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Kiva appealed for people to clean up after themselves when visiting Donegal beaches.
Probably a smallish fire from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, didn't realise it was hot. None of us realised it was hot, but there was some dangerous litter left around it, you know, some glass bottles and bits and pieces of metal from furniture that had been burnt. Thankfully, I spotted her just as she kind of set foot on it. So she was on the embers themselves. We quickly realised it was hot when she screamed, obviously.
Yeah.
Colour just drained from her face and she let a big scream down towards her and got her off within a couple of seconds. Her feet were blistered already.
It's emerged the rising cost of materials is impacting the delivery of road projects in Donegal. A roads programme was agreed and a budget allocated at the beginning of this year. However, some residents in the east of the county have been informed that road repairs or improvements promised for their area will not now go ahead because there isn't enough money in the budget to cover the increased costs. Councillor Gary Doherty believes councillors should be given an opportunity to identify what works can be done within the given budget. He believes simply scrapping some of the works is not good enough.
The cost of raw materials has been rising over the last year, 18 months, at exponential levels. We all know that. However, when it comes to Donegal County Council level, as elected members, we approve a roads programme before the start of every year. However, when we find out that the budget given is not going to be enough to cover all the projects that are included in the roads programme, I think it's incumbent on the council then to come back to the elected members to inform them of this and to re-examine the roads workshop, because I don't think it's a sustainable position to carry on where we know that the budget for the roads programme isn't going to be enough. It stands to reason that elected members should then be re-involved in a process where we decide what we can do with the allocated budget. And I think we need to be looking at how we approach these road programmes in the future.
As you mentioned, many of these roads have been waiting for quite some time to get even a portion of the work done.
That's part of the issue. Many of these roads are in a terrible state. These are roads that need to be done. They need to be in a drivable condition for the people that use them. And then to be finally told that, yeah, your road is on the 2022 programme, but the money has run out, the budget has run out, so we're not going to be doing the road to the standard that you were promised previously, or we're, in some cases, we're only doing a portion of the road. I just don't think that's good enough, and I think we need to be opening up the communication lines between elected members and the council and with residents on the ground to let them know exactly what's happening and come up with a more innovative solution that doesn't involve just simply taking roads off the roads programme.
HICWA has published a review into a HSE-run residential centre in Donegal for people with mild to moderate intellectual disabilities. Tosnua is a new centre supporting 3 full-time and 1 part-time resident. The inspection found that overall residents received good service and their independence was supported. However, improvement was needed in the areas of staff training, behaviour support plans and risk assessments. Management at the centre say a number of the issues identified have already been addressed and protocols are being reviewed and updated. The Taoiseach says he doesn't anticipate fuel rationing in the coming months. Yesterday, the state's emergency energy group met to discuss contingency plans if oil and gas supplies reach crisis point. It could see certain essential workers getting access to petrol and diesel. But Micheál Martin says he can't see that happening.
Now, we don't anticipate that at all at this stage. But in the budget, that will be towards the end of September, we will be looking at measures. First of all, I can deal with the more medium to longer term issues around costs for people, but also in terms of the cost of living package that would be parallel with the budget, that we can do something immediately for people to alleviate pressures in this calendar year and before the end of the year.
A planning application has been submitted for 17 new apartments in Letterkenny. The application submitted by Millennium Unit Trust 105 is currently with Donegal County Council for consideration. The development includes the construction of a 4- and 5-storey building to provide 17 apartments over lower ground car parking and ancillary accommodation at Rosemount Lane. The application also includes the demolition of 2 unoccupied houses and other derelict buildings as part of the general site preparation. A 19-year-old man has been arrested following a high-speed police pursuit in the Plumbridge and Strabane areas last night. The man was driving a vehicle believed to have been involved in an incident on the Letterkenny Road in Derry earlier in the day. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Police were on patrol in the Main Street area of Plumbridge at around 8 p.m. last night, where they stopped a grey-coloured Volkswagen Passat. Inquiries revealed the same vehicle may have been involved in an incident on the Letterkenny Road in Derry earlier. As police were dealing with the incident, the driver drove off and a pursuit resulted in the vehicle coming to a stop on the Curly Hill Road in Strabane. Officers, with the assistance from a police helicopter, subsequently located and detained the 19-year-old who had made off on foot. He was arrested on suspicion of offences including dangerous driving, failing to stop for police, and having no driving licence. Police are appealing to anyone who may have captured the movements of the Volkswagen Passat prior to or after 8 p.m. to come forward.
Meanwhile, a second arrest has been made in the investigation into the death of 18-year-old Kevin Cassidy in Derry. Shortly after 4 a.m. on Saturday, June the 1st, 2019, emergency services responded to a report of a Red Master on fire on Fairview Road in the Gallia area. Kevin's body was subsequently discovered inside the vehicle. A post-mortem examination determined that the 18-year-old was not seriously injured as a result of a crash and was most likely still alive when the blaze started. Donal Kavanagh reports.
Earlier today, detectives arrested a 28-year-old man on suspicion of manslaughter. He's currently being questioned by detectives at Musgrave's Serious Crime Suite. As part of their investigation, detectives also carried out a search at an address in the Gallia area today. Last month, a 31-year-old man was arrested, also on suspicion of manslaughter. He was later released unconditionally. Detective Inspector Michael Winters, Senior Investigating Officer, says the investigation into Caoimhín's death continues. Police believe Caoimhín was not travelling alone in the Red Master and that there are people who can help with the investigation. Detective Inspector Williams has made a direct appeal to anyone who has any information to do the right thing and disclose any information they may have.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with athletics. Five Northwest athletes have been named on the Ireland team for the European Championships in Germany later this month. Former European medalist Mark English will run the 800 metres, with three of his Fun Valley club mates also set to compete. Brendan Boyce in the 35k walk, Eilish Flanagan in the 3,000 metres and Roisin Flanagan in the 5,000 metres. Letterkenny AC's Anne-Marie McGlynn will take on the marathon in Munich. Joe Connell's Kelly McGrory has been named as a reserve for the 4x400m women's relay team. With 31 individual athletes selected, this is the largest Ireland team ever sent to a major championships. Letterkenny AC's Teresa McDade will be Ireland team manager for the Europeans, which start in Munich, Germany on the 15th of August and run through until the 21st. Moving to golf, day one of the Home Internationals, hosted by Ballyliffin Golf Club, is coming to a close. The very best amateur golfers in Great Britain and Ireland are doing battle on the Old Links course. Already today, there's been victory for England, who beat Wales in their opening match 14-17. And Ireland are currently leading against Scotland 12.5 to 8.5. Each match will consist of morning foursomes and afternoons single matches, and it's played in a round robin format as 9-man teams from England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales play each other over the 3 days. The overall winner is the country with the highest number of match points come Friday evening. To boxing, Jude Geller of the Twin Castles Club in Newton Stewart will fight for a medal later this evening at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. Gallagher will fight Pakistan's Ilyas Hossain in the flyweight quarterfinals, and that's due to get underway just after 7 o'clock. Jude will be guaranteed at the very least a bronze if he wins. Already in Birmingham today, boxer Carly McNall has secured at the very least a bronze for Northern Ireland. She defeated Sri Lanka's Kishina Hasaka to advance to the lightweight semi-finals. However, Nicole Clyde lost out in her quarter-final to India's Nitu Nitu. Cross-channel football, Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag says it's unacceptable that some players left Sunday's friendly with Rayo Vallecano early. Cristiano Ronaldo was among the players pictured outside the ground before the match had ended. Ten Hag told Dutch TV it was unacceptable and that players have to stay until the end of the game. Ronaldo, of course, has expressed a desire to leave Old Trafford. Jimmy McGrath hoping to jumpstart his career back in Scotland. The Republic of Ireland midfielder has joined Dundee United on loan from Wigan Athletic. McGrath moved to Wigan from St Mirren in January but managed just 70 minutes of League One football and saw his international career suffer as a result. Bohemians have sold Sean Green to Crystal Palace for an undisclosed fee. The 18-year-old defender joins the Premier League club's academy, signing there on a two-year deal. Anthony Cunningham has stepped down as manager of the Roscommon Senior Footballers. The Galway native took charge for four seasons, helping the county land the 2019 Connacht title. Roscommon also won two Allianz Football League Division 2 titles under his stewardship. This year, Cunningham's side lost the provincial decider to Galway before exiting the All-Ireland Series at the hands of Clare. And finally, in cricket, the Ireland squad are in Bristol seeking a first win of their summer. Andy Balburnie's side took on South Africa in the first of two T20 internationals there this week. Play gets underway in just over an hour's time at 6:30. That's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, Donegal County Council has confirmed that plans are in place in the event of flooding in East Donegal. Councillor Gerry Crawford raised concerns at the recent meeting of the Lifford to Northern Municipal District as Ballybofey, Castlefin and Lifford continue to be under threat. Councillor Crawford has welcomed the confirmation and is confident the flood mitigation plans in place will be adequate.
The report to the meeting the last day had dealt with issues in Ballybofey, Castlefin and Lifford. So they're all ongoing areas under threat. And the reason that I asked the question was, since we had the real bad flooding and the colossal damage that caused, we've had a near miss on Saturday in the NHO area. So the question was straightforward question. The council had put in place plans because of the experience that they had previously. And so far as it was necessary, did those plans work last weekend? And are they satisfied if such an event happened in the Fun Valley? Are they satisfied that on the experience of the last twice they had on its own, that the response would be adequate in the Fun Valley area?
It's important to be prepared rather than to be regretful of not having these systems in place that are working.
Well, nature's a very strong force. Nature can work very much for us or very much against us. Everybody can't be on top of it all the time, but in so far as it's possible, it's just a confirmation that the plans that they have, that they do believe that they will work with the experiences that they've had.
A murder investigation is expected to be launched shortly after a prisoner who was never expected to survive died in Dublin. Robert O'Connor was assaulted by four other inmates in his cell on the C2 landing of Mountjoy Prison on Friday. He was rushed to the Mater Hospital for treatment, but he died this morning from catastrophic injuries. Chief reporter at the Irish Mirror, John Hahn, says a post-mortem examination is underway and that will determine the course of the investigation.
The injuries he sustained were so bad. He was suffering from a bleed in his brain. He was never expected to survive. So the decision was made this morning to turn off the life support machine.
And finally, almost €400,000 in funding has been announced to develop outdoor adventure projects in Donegal. In welcoming the funding, Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue says the investment under the Outdoor Recreation Infrastructure Scheme will be key to enhancing outdoor amenities, as well as providing a major boost to local economies by attracting visitors and furthering Donegal's reputation as a destination for adventure tourism. €50,000 in funding has been sanctioned to develop plans for a pontoon at the existing timber jetty near Bunagee in Kildaff, while €30,000 has been announced for the refurbishment of the existing access path to the Port Bain Beach. A full list of the benefiting projects is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Weather now, a mix of short sunny spells and scattered showers for the rest of today. Some of the showers will be heavy. Lowest temperatures tonight of 9 to 11 degrees. And the closing headlines this evening, the latest attempt to restore power sharing at Stormont has failed. It's after the DUP blocked the election of a speaker for the third time. A woman in her 80s remains in hospital following a crash in Kilcar almost 2 weeks ago. Two vehicles collided on Friday, July the 22nd at around 8 p.m. Searches are continuing for a missing Donegal teenager. 17-year-old Nicole McGinley was last seen in the Quigley's Point area on Sunday night and is believed to have been wearing a pink hoodie, black leggings and white runners. And two Donegal mothers have appealed to people to be careful on beaches after their children had traumatic experiences in separate weekend incidents. In one instance, an 11-year-old girl got caught in a riptide, while in the second, a toddler sustained a burn to her foot. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 3rd of August. The death has occurred of Madeline Gallagher, Naimh Feely, 88, Croghan Heights, Lifford. Madeline will repose at her late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. The house is private pleas to family, friends and neighbours. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member or Kelly Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Anne Cooley, née Call, Cochin Derry Beg, formerly of Stranacorcra, Gwydor. Her remains are reposing at her late residence with rosary nightly at 8:30. Wake private to family, close friends and neighbours. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Jimmy Sharkey, Shrohan Falcara. His remains are reposing at his niece Rosemary Curran's residence in Shrohan Falcara with rosary nightly at 8 p.m. House private, please, from after the rosary until 10 a.m. and also private on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass in Christ the King Church, Gortahork, on Friday morning at 10:30 with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Mary Curran, Mean Derry, Falcara and formerly of Mina Creeve. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in Christ the King Church, Gortahork, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. with house strictly private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Manus McElhinney, Mindoran, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:20 to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Ardeven, Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member or Comiskey Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Sarah Diver, née Boyce, Coshtladdy Bunbeg, formerly of Carrigart. Her remains are reposing at her home with rosary nightly at 8 p.m. Funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Derry Beg, on Friday morning at 11, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice. The death has taken place of Evelyn Doherty, née Martin, Listillion, Glenealy. Evelyn's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Buchan Culdaff, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Evelyn's funeral mass can be viewed on culdaffparish.com. The death has taken place of John Henry, 134, The Cottages, Redcastle, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Drung, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of any family member. John's funeral mass can be viewed live on stcolumbusdrung.net. And the death has taken place of John Curlin, 200 Longland Road, Cloddy, County Derry. Remains reposing at his residence. Funeral tomorrow morning, leaving his residence at 10 past 10 for 11 o'clock requiem mass in St Mary's Church, Ahabrack. Interment afterwards in the adjoining church graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service or Air Ambulance NI, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.